This is the brief on the scaling of reptile life history traits with body mass. So, you know, body size is a huge deal in biology. And a big 2018 study used a ton of data to map out exactly how body mass affects key traits like lifespan and clutch size across reptiles. We're talking crocodiles, squamates, which are lizards and snakes, and turtles. First, and this is pretty wild, despite how incredibly different crocodiles, snakes, and turtles all look, the scaling rules for most of their life traits were remarkably similar. The only real differences popped up in clutch size and egg weight. Second, when you compare reptiles to mammals and birds, you see some major differences. While lifespan scales up with size for both reptiles and mammals, mammals generally live longer. But get this, their reproductive strategies are basically flipped. For reptiles, the bigger the adult, the more eggs they lay. That's the total opposite of mammals. It highlights that reptiles keep growing after maturity, unlike mammals and birds. And finally, the research took a close look at the Tuatara, the last survivor of its ancient group. It turns out its life history, like its incubation time, is way more like a crocodile's or a turtle's than a squamate's, which is its closest relative. This suggests the Tuatara isn't the odd one out. Maybe lizards and snakes are the real evolutionary exception among reptiles. Understanding these scaling laws gives us an incredibly valuable model for estimating traits of extinct reptiles, like how dinosaurs reproduced, something fossils almost never tell us.